If you're wondering where to go to discover new music, check out In Our Headphones, the latest podcast from listener-powered KEXP.
In Our Headphones brings you recommendations and insights every week, straight from KEXP DJs.
And we're your hosts. I'm Isabel Khalili.
And I'm Janice Headley. Join us for this never-ending journey of music discovery from KEXP and the NPR Network.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search KEXP.
And here we go. I am in the KEXP live room. It's live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson, from listener-powered independent 90.3 FM KEXP, broadcasting live in Seattle and streaming 24/7 at kexp.org and our free mobile apps. And KEXP is a nonprofit, and these live performances are made possible by donations from people like you. And I am very excited about this session. I'm going to have so many questions after I hear this because I'm looking at all of these unique instruments and this wonderful sound that comes from El Cot. So El Cot, if you're ready, take it away.
اقدر بس انا ضليت شريده والخطر اللي عطيتني شاكون بعيون مفتوحه تسلمي لي نسيتني ما اقدر بس انا ضليت شريده والخطر اللي عطيتني شاكون بعيون مفتوحه دي 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 دي
You are listening to the wonderful sounds of El Cot here in the KEXP live room.
Thank you.
Fantastic. You are listening to El Cot live here in the KEXP live room. Absolutely incredible. Made my day. Thank you. I needed that. Is that instrument what's referred to as the pancello?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the one.
Is that, did you make that one?
Or yeah,
did
I made that one.
Yeah, because I was watching videos of you on YouTube. Just going to a junkyard, or I don't know if it was like some kind of market, and you literally grabbed this piece of wood. It could have been a broomstick, and then you found an empty plastic gas can, and I saw you attach this thing to the empty plastic gas container, and then all of a sudden string it up, drilling the holes and making this beautiful instrument out of it. It just absolutely blew my mind. I'm so curious how you learned how to make your own instruments.
Oh, thank you for the kind words.
Amazing.
It's not that special, in my opinion. I mean, this is, you know, in some countries that they don't have the best resources. That's what they do, you know. Mm-hmm. So part of the idea behind making those instruments is this, actually, to keep that sound, simple sound, poor sound in a way, and to keep the simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
So I did learn, I mean, I just tried. I didn't go to learn how to use tools or anything. I broke my hands many times. Mm. I cut myself all the time, and sometimes you get something nice out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a few of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just fantastic, and the sound that you get out of them, it's so unique too. I would think that you won't get the same two sounds from each instrument that you make. They're all individually.
Yeah.
Unique. I want to take you back to your earliest music memories, and I want to know what drew you into the music from the synagogue.
I mean, the synagogue was in, growing up, was in the background, mm-hmm. but it's not, it was just in the background. Actually, I was pushing it away from my life mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not into religion at all, and I'm not into prayers and all of the stuff.
Right.
And it's not, it's just a sound that as a Yemeni boy mm-hmm. back then, I mean, all Yemenis in Israel are basically religious.
Mm-hmm. It was just kind of on in the background growing up, right?
And so you get to go to the synagogue and to hear those sounds. They can say probably the same. Mm-hmm. They've been quite the same childhood as me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the part of the synagogue in my life, but it's...
Yep. Yeah. And an actual transformative moment for you. I'm curious what it was like when you first heard that compilation of raw 45s of traditional music from Yemen. Mm-hmm. I think it was called Coffee and Kwambas or something like that.
Cat Coffee and Kwambas, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to know what that was like when you first heard that and took that in.
Before I heard that, I was listening to, different bunch of music, everything. Mostly from the I would say Western world. I know it's very general, but and then the synagogue, this thing in the background in my childhood was like a starting point. Mm-hmm. And I would say that since then, till I got to listen to this compilation, I was quite in someone else. I tried to be someone else. I guess I was looking for the truth, but didn't really know where to look for it. So once I heard this this compilation, it just brought me back in, and it was exactly what I was looking for. And just pieces got together, in a way.
Yeah, I love that. And one of the lyrics on your album says, "From Yemen and beyond America, we are all together, and I am alone." What did you mean by that profound lyric?
That was written in the pandemic time.
Yeah.
And it's just that everybody sat alone in the house, but they feel very much connected only through the internet.
Right.
You know? And Yemen is, the Yemen music. And, how you can travel far but staying at home.
So... And so that was written during sort of the lockdown when we all were just at home.
Yeah.
And I was curious what the impact was like being a part of the Jerusalem Andalusian Orchestra. What can you tell us about that experience?
What do you want to hear about it?
I'm just so curious because I know not much about it. I just saw you talking about it, and I'm very curious what that was like being a part of that.
I mean, for me, it was my first job. Serious job as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
So just before that point, I worked in many, many different things, mostly in the restaurant business, bartender, waiter, but other things. But, two or three jobs a day or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first experience as a professional musician. In a place that I can get paid for playing music. I was a cellist back then. I mean, I'm still a cellist. I just don't play the cello anymore. And it was an interesting experience. The Andalusian music is music from North Africa. And some of the flavor, it has a little bit, slightly similar flavor sometimes to also to the Yemeni music. I learned a lot from just being there because I didn't know how to read music really, and I was pretending for 1 year like that I know what I'm doing, and so it was till I got to a point that I became like a professional.
Right.
But it was like a big chunk in my life that was a school.
Yeah. Well, your talent is astounding. I'm watching you play that, and I'm just very wowed by all the talent in this room. So once again, I thank you so much for sharing your music and your sound with all of us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Anytime. Once again, that has been El Cot, live here on KEXP.